This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com. And I teach you how to make exquisite love. This is part two of a two-part series. Today, we're talking about energies of the sexual soul. Libido is a model for people in the West who wish to be wonderful and sensitive lovers while juggling a demanding lifestyle. We've been talking already in our guest in part one of this show about libido and how it weaves together the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of sex. How empowering it is when we are at the controls of how much libido we choose to feel. So I am so happy to welcome back to our guest for today, Isa Magdalena. Welcome back, Isa.
Hi, Patty. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, it's such a joy. So I've told you about Isa, but just for those people hopping on board right now, Isa Magdalena is a pioneer in the field and has been for a long time. She's the author of the book called Libido, Where Sex, Science, and Spirit Meet. And she's been a teacher and a pioneer in the field for quite a long time. She facilitates classes and hosts individuals and small groups in Taos, New Mexico, including the Libido Getaway, which sounds really great. And so, why don't we just continue on with our conversation from last time? We were talking about what were some of the moves that you could make, and I kind of jumped right up into the moves you could make that were internal to you. So I just wanted to kind of backtrack and maybe go to one where you actually made physical moves. So I wanted to kind of focus on one of the colors of the spectrum. Maybe we'll just backtrack for people joining in. Could you just sort of fill us in again on what is your libido system and how it works?
It's a map, an internal map in our body, and it's also a map to communicate and to know the different expressions of sexuality. And they are translated in colors. So there's, I will talk about red sex and orange sex and yellow sex and green sex and blue sex and purple sex and white sex.
Right, and they're all connected. So we've been talking about this for quite a bit, and now I want to talk about, I'm just picking one, and I'm picking it because it just sounds like fun, which is yellow sex. And I just want to get an idea right now of what are some of the moves that you might make in your body that would go, what is yellow sex and what are some of the moves that might go along with it?
Yellow sex, the area in our body, it is what people know as solar plexus. So it's the place in our spine, in our body that's, it's really in the middle of our torso, and it's a little bit below our breastbone. That's where yellow lives. And the movement of yellow, you can activate it by breathing in strongly and pushing out your diaphragm and pushing and pushing. And because yellow is really the place where will and direction comes into place, you push with your ego will. And then you breathe out and you just rest, and then you make space for what I call cosmic will. And so that's how it activates. So two or three times, breathe in deep, push out your diaphragm, and then relax. And then what will happen when your spine relaxes that way, it will want to make a wave. So in yellow is really where our spine starts to undulate. And so the movement of yellow is undulation. And it's like a wave. And that is when, especially women, when we have an orgasm, it happens completely spontaneously. We will arch, our head will roll back and then roll forward. It's like our whole spine goes into this wave forward, you know? So that starts in yellow.
So that was really beautiful what you said. I have a question. I noticed that all of your exercises actually have breathing exercise. I mean, all of your colors have breathing exercises with them as well. So, you know, if you just practice the breathing, will that help your libido?
Except for yellow, I'm actually not emphasizing the breathing too much in this libido compass practice, but it does happen automatically though, because our nervous system slows down, our nervous system gets calmer, the breathing will go almost automatically deeper and slower.
Okay, great. So really you should just read the book and find out maybe if you're wanting a certain kind of mood or energy, would it just be good to kind of read that color and do the practices associated with it?
That is one way, although I recommend to become familiar with all the colors, especially the red, orange, and yellow, which are in our lower body, pelvis and belly, and the middle of our body, because that is really the colors that really matter to activate. They really are the engine and they set all the rest in motion. And it is much more important to cultivate and activate those lower colors than it is to activate the upper colors. And that is one of the hopes I have for this system, is that there is quite a lot of spiritual practices that emphasize the upper, the heart, the third eye and this and that, but it's not grounded.
Okay, so what can we do then to generate more lust?
Rock.
Okay, so rock. And then how about that? Then how about the yellow one?
The yellow one is more...
No, the orange one.
The orange one. So the red is rocking. Rock your pelvis, rock. And it's really the classical fucking movement, okay? It's everybody can do it. The orange wiggles. It's wiggling. It's like the shimmy of the belly dance. And the yellow does this undulation.
Okay, so go out dancing would be a great thing, or turn on some music.
Yes, absolutely. You can do it in bed, laying down. You can do it sitting on a chair. But yes, dancing. Perfect. If even trance dancing, the trance in on the top of our head or whatever in our upper system is ignited by getting that pelvis moving. Move your pelvis, rock your pelvis.
You know, I love that idea because I have never actually thought about trance dancing as a way, as a kind of foreplay. This to me sounds like something I've never done.
Well, there's always ways to learn.
I thought I did everything, but there's always something new.
Yes, well, yeah. It's, I think one of the things that happens in our dancing culture is that because when we get sexual, we think it has to go somewhere. And when we are sexual with somebody on the dance floor, then the next thing, the conclusion is, we're sexual now, so we have to jump in bed with each other. But that's also a little limited. It's your energy. And it doesn't have to, move forward. We don't have to go from A to Z, you know. We can use that energy to ignite our own system, and it's much cleaner.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, even without doing it with someone else, just putting on some music by myself in the privacy of my own home and, you know, maybe even blindfolding myself and, you know, just sort of self-expressing and kind of really doing the wild thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women especially do the wild thing. Rocking, put music on, get in your pelvis and get your butt going. All that helps to ignite the heat, the lust energy, the sexual, sexy energy.
And how about men?
And men also. I mean, there's many men who they feel lust, but it's not necessarily easy for men to freely move their pelvis. So a rocking pelvis back and forth for men is totally, totally encouraged, because if we don't move our body, the energy gets stuck. It gets stuck in that red. And by moving our spine and by moving our pelvis, it actually has a chance to connect and integrate all the other fantastic things that we are.
Okay, so in addition to all your other sex supplies, get out your CD player, everybody. Okay, so we are going to take a break. Please stay with us. We are talking with Isa Magdalena about libido, energies of the sexual soul. I'm getting lots of great tips here. She's the author of the book, Libido, Where Sex, Science, and Spirit Meet. And you can find out more about her at libidomedicine.org. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
So we're back, and we are talking with Isa Magdalena, and I would like to find out more about being orgasmic. So what happens when we really have our libidos lined up and our sexual energy is really online? How does that influence the quality of our orgasms?
How does that influence our orgasm? Again, generally speaking, a lot of people's orgasm tends to be located more in our genitals, in our pelvis. And even though that feels fantastic, and really, again, no judgment, it's just all about choice. There's also, we really have the capacity to feel orgasmic energy going through our whole body and our whole spine and our whole system. So it's like it's more like our whole body and our whole system becomes the vessel for this life force, for this ecstatic energy. And the libido compass is one of the many ways that can help to open the pathway. The libido compass practice is really designed to open the pathway in our body, which is our nervous system, our spine, so that the sexual energy can flow through it, so that we can feel that orgasm in our whole body, in our whole being. And therefore, not only about that sensation when the orgasm happens, but literally these are ways that expand our consciousness.
So can you give us any examples of someone who's put this into practice?
Examples for practice?
Or just someone who's put this into practice, how it shifted their sexing?
I think there's various ways. Some people choose to stay with one color for a while. Like I know a woman, and she read a book. She said, after a month, she said, I want to only do red. I don't want to go to orange. I just want to do red. And so what she did, she just started to move. When she was playing with herself or when she was with a partner, what she did, she added movement to her sexual arousal. And that for her was a gigantic shift. Instead of laying still, she started to move. So that made the orgasm much fuller. That is one way. another woman just told me, not so long time ago actually, she said, you know, I met this person and I wanted to have his phone number, but and then I said to myself, well, I should do a little yellow. And she did some yellow and she got the guts to call for his phone number. So that's a whole other way of using it. That's why I'm saying libido is not just in bed. Libido is in bed and in our life. So she used it in that moment to empower herself and get the courage to say, okay, I want this. Let's go for it.
That makes total sense, right? I mean, you know, isn't it a little crazy to separate out our sexual energy from our life force?
It's not only crazy. I think it is a deprivation. It's a deep, deep starving that we have inherited from our culture that separates those two.
Well, thanks. So I want to talk about white sex for a moment.
Mm.
That's the highest one, right? Or purple sex, or whatever the highest one is.
The highest, I tend to talk about the deepest rather than the highest, because high and low, you know, that has a little bit of a connotation of good and bad. White sex is actually white sex that is an opening up to the, what is it, the entire cosmos, the whole whatever, godness. Now, white sex, some people aspire to do white sex. Personally, I don't. Because white sex means basically when we are in that ultimate trance place, what it really means is that our entire ego, our entire system is annihilated. And that's not a small thing. And so to me, it's not something to aspire for. It is because it can get us completely lost. It can get us completely disoriented. It can be dangerous. So it's important to, when white sex happens, it will happen. But hopefully then we are ready for it. We have to first build our system stronger in order to be able to carry that intensity.
So, all right, I can see where that might be an issue for some people. So, what would be the one that's the safe upper end for people?
The purple.
And what happens with the purple?
The purple is a very still, speechless, it's a place where words don't really exist anymore. It's just really, it's meditative, it's still, it's it's pure awe.
Well, I really love that because I don't hear enough about the really still sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, we don't, do we? We are always so busy, huh?
I guess there's not enough money to be made from still sex. I mean, you don't sell as much lube and you don't sell a book on technique, you know.
That is true. And I also think that, again, those upper stages of our being, of consciousness and in sex, are a result. I don't necessarily think... For meditators, it's very well possible to start there. But generally speaking, starting with the ground is much, and the purple sex is a result of that other, of the other expressions.
Does that mean that, as a result, that means that you would probably get there after some time of practice?
That is one way, yes. Can I just go a little bit off here?
Well, we can, but we have to take a break. So everybody just hang on one second. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and we are talking with Isa Magdalena. And you can learn more about her at her website, libidomedicine.org. You can also find out about her teaching schedule. And she's in the Bay Area. She's in Taos, New Mexico. She's got some great books, just my book, Libido, Where Sex, Science, and Spirit Meet. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from PersonalLifeMedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at PersonalLifeMedia.com.
We're back. So we were talking about purple sex, and you had a comment.
But I forgot your question.
Okay, well, the point was there's nothing to sell because it's just a book that says just be still and, you know, enjoy it. And, oh, my question was, do you have to practice to get there? Does it take a bit of time, or do people just arrive there, or do you build up to it?
Okay. Yeah. Can I go a little bit of a side street here? It's actually Ken Wilber, I found out not so very long time ago. He uses words that I read that are very helpful to me. He talks about states and stages. States are like peak experiences. An orgasm can be a state. I also feel that love is a state. It's not something we can do, but it's a state of being. A lust is a state of being. Love is a state of being. Feeling union is a state of being. Okay, those are states, and we can reach those definitely in what we call peak experiences, like flash, boom, bam. It's like a momentarily. And then there is the other thing that's called stages. It's stages of being. It's stages of consciousness. They last. They are not momentarily, but they become an integrated part of who we are and how we move through life. So a lot of sexual people tend to have peak experiences. A lot of spiritual practices are about stages. So the spiritual people over here, they get to do the stages, the slow development, and the sexual people get to have the peak experiences. But I hope that we all get to have all of them, the peaks and the stages. So in answer to your question, I do think that a regular practice really helps to strengthen our familiarity, to cultivate our familiarity with those stages, so we don't have to leave them. We can be in a much more, let's say, ecstatic or orgasmic state all the time. We don't have to get back. We don't have to get out of them. Does that make sense?
I think that was beautifully said. So thank you so much for that. So I want to find out a little bit about you. So can you just tell me a little bit about your work in the world, where you're headed, what you do, what you teach, where are you going?
It has had so many, talk about stages and phases. Where I am right now is I feel the work, me, and but not only me, there's other colleagues, thank God, kind of moving in the direction. I feel that, again, also tying in actually with states and stages, we tended to, the body electric line kind of tended to provide experiences that were like peak experiences, cathartic, da-da-da, big experiences. They were often really good experiences for people. But then people went home and we could fall into a nothing because we couldn't talk about anybody about it. We couldn't. So now my teaching is much more focused on actually providing tools so that we can, when we come home, we can do that for ourselves. And tied to that very closely is what I'm hoping for, that over time what we will develop is more community or group that is ongoing. So it's not a one-time event, but it is about integrating that into our life, which means smaller pieces on a more regular basis. That is one of the main things that I am very passionate about.
Well, that's really beautiful. So you teach in Taos, New Mexico, and you teach in the Bay Area, and you do these libido getaways.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like this weekend, there's going to be a weekend, and my dear friend Barbara, who organizes this, is actually through Flesh and Spirit, fleshandspirit.org, for men and women. So that is one that happens on a regular basis in the Bay Area. And then, yes, I am quite dedicated to New Mexico. And the sexological body work that's now branching out to Europe. That's very exciting to me, too.
Are you a teacher there?
Yes, yes. With Joseph, co-teaching.
Well, that's very exciting, isn't it? Yes. Okay, well, we are going to bring the show to a close. I wanted to invite you to share any thoughts that just you might want to with our listeners before we did.
Well, I'm getting a little preachy here maybe for a moment. Forgive me, but I don't really mean it that way. But I think one of the core things on my path has really been about we are redefining sexuality, but we're also redefining spirituality. And I feel that there's still quite of a gap between people who call themselves spiritual and people who call themselves sexual, and there's no dialogue. Which I feel it's one thing to not dialogue with the person that you don't care about, but there's also often no dialogue really within ourselves. So there is, as long as we dismiss sexuality because we think we're spiritual, we deprive ourselves of something. And when we are sexual and we dismiss the spiritual side of ourselves, missing the boat on something. So I'm hoping to encourage that dialogue and get it out of the connotation of religion and rules and none of that. It's really about our inner authority and our very own inner connection to ourselves, which is instinctual and divine and all of it.
Well, thank you very, very much. That's very beautiful. So on that note, we're going to bring this show to a close. We have been talking with Isa Magdalena, and you can learn more about her at her website, libidomedicine.org. And she does teach in the Bay Area and Europe, as we just found out, in Taos, New Mexico, and she does libido getaways, and she has an amazing book called Libido, Where Sex, Science, and Spirit Meet, and I guess you can get that from her website. And it does come with a CD, so you can find out about that on her website. So thank you once again. Please send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com for texts and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network. Please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. Also, please visit me, Dr. Patty Taylor, at expandedlovemaking.com, where you can join my mailing list and find out more about my products, services, and events. This is Dr. Patty Taylor. That's all for now. I remain yours in ever-expanded lovemaking, and I'll see you next week.